Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Ashiana Housing Limited Q1 FY25 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Binay from ENY. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Thanks, Sumit. Welcome everyone and thanks for joining this Q1 FY25 earnings call for Ashiana Housing Limited. The results and the investor presentation have been mailed to you and it is also available on the stock exchange. In case if you have not received the same, please write to us and we'll be happy to send it over to you. To take us through the results of this quarter and answer your questions, we have today with us Mr. Varun Gupta, Whole-Time Director, and Mr. Vikas Dugar, CFO. We'll be starting the call with a brief overview of the company's performance of the quarter and then we'll follow it up with Q&A session. I would like to remind you that everything said on this call that reflects any outlook for the future, which may be construed as a forward-looking statement, must be viewed in conjunction with uncertainties and risks that they face. These uncertainties and risks are included but not limited to what we have mentioned in the prospectus filed with SEBI and subsequent annual reports, which you'll find on our website. With that said, now I'll now hand over the call to Mr. Vikas Dugar. Over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, everyone. Hope all of you and your families are keeping healthy. I welcome you to discuss the performance of the first quarter of FY25 for Ashiana Housing. Thank you for joining us today. Area booked was 4.43 lakh square feet in first quarter of FY25 vis-a-vis 10.60 lakh square feet in the last quarter. First quarter we had sold 3.77 lakh square feet in Ashiana Amara Phase 3, where currently there was no inventory left to sell. Third phase of Ashiana Ekansh Jaipur in premium home segment and second phase of Ashiana Arvind Bhiwadi in senior living category were launched during the first quarter of FY25. Value of area booked recorded at 235.32 crores in first quarter, vis-a-vis 862.54 crores in the last quarter of FY24. We constructed 4.91 lakh square feet in the first quarter, vis-a-vis 6.97 lakh square feet in the last quarter of FY24. We handed over 2.14 lakh square feet in Q1 FY25, out of which 2.07 lakh square feet was delivered in Ashiana Shubham, Phase 4, A, Chennai. Total revenue at 128.51 crore in Q1 FY25 vis-a-vis 129.29 crore in Q1 FY24. PAT for Q1 FY25 recorded a negative at 5.45 crore vis-a-vis positive 10.87 crores in Q1 FY24. Loss was attributable to revenue booking in lower margin project, Ashiana Shubham, 4, A, Chennai. And one of costs in Q1 FY25 like one-time incentive to staff 2.7 crores and interest paid to Shubham customers for delayed delivery, 92 lakhs. Other income in Q1 FY24, which is the first quarter of last year, also included profit on sale of school at Bhiwadi, 4.23 crores. We anticipate reporting of losses in second quarter of the current year as well due to lower deliveries planned. However, second half of the current financial year is expected to be healthy in terms of deliveries, leading to reported profits for full year FY25. We continue to maintain our guidance of rupees 2000 crores of pre-sales in FY25. Further, pre-tax operating cash flows recorded at 74.92 crores in the last quarter vis-a-vis 83.15 crores in Q1 FY24. And rupees 92.9 crores in Q4 FY24. Moreover, we also received the completion certificate for Phase 4 Ashiana Utsav Lavasa on 4th of July. On this note, I would like to conclude my remarks. We will now be happy to discuss any questions or suggestions that you may have. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Harsh Beria from Professional Investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, I have two questions. The first one is on Ashiana Shubham. In the presentation, you had mentioned that the phase 4 delivery had lower gross margin at the project level. Well, Ashiana Shubham is a senior living project. Why are we making lower gross margin in senior living projects?
Thank you, Harsh. That's a very pertinent question for three reasons particularly. So one, Shubham is an older project where we had signed off in 2015 on the parcel, and we had given a very high revenue share than we would usually to enter a new city, because we were getting off in a sort of a developed land parcel, which was getting us a quicker start into a location as per us. So A, the land costs in general are heavy. B, we had some unexpected cost overruns also in Ashiana Shubham, which has also been learning cost of a new city. So both of those combined has led to lower GP margins in Ashiana Shubham. Those learnings have been factored in already in our newer projects which we have signed off when we look at it. So Ashiana Vatsalya would have a, let's say, a much lower land cost proportion of top line as compared to Ashiana Shubham in our overall cost structures. And also, I think construction cost as a percentage of revenue will also be a little lower. So I think it was a lot of learning that happened in the earlier parts of senior living that year. This project was conceived in 2015 overall. A lot of those learnings have happened, but the cost structures, once you conceive a project some one way, the cost structures remain in it. And unexpected cost overruns for a new location. We had some unexpected cost overruns because of some environmental compliances that we have been expected to do, and some delay in approvals which had the project held up for a bit. So all of that sort of has come together into lower margins.
Got it. But this is now not a problem in other projects in Chennai, or is this problem still there?
Okay, so this, according to us, this problem shouldn't be there in the new projects in Chennai, which is in Vatsalya and in Swarang that we're going to launch. Ashiana Shubham Phase 4B and Phase 5 should have a lower of this problem, because we've been able to increase selling prices there substantially. The overall percentage margins in Ashiana Shubham Phase 4B and in Ashiana Shubham Phase 5 should also be higher, and a lot of learnings that have kicked in into Vatsalya and Swarang as well. So there are still some learnings going on the cost structures a little bit, and we need to improve discipline. That is also we are cognizant of. We'll have to do some of that. Strategic structural issues that were there, those have been resolved. So majority of the issues have been covered, and we should see margin expansion going forward over there.
And what is the realization that we are having in Shubham for Phase 5?
One second. So in Shubham Phase 5, we are realizing about 6,000 rupees a square foot, as compared to about, I think, 4,700 in Phase 4A, and Phase 4B is about 5,200. So those increasing sale prices will help margins in those two phases.
Got it. And my second question is on negative sales in two projects. I saw in Ashiana Surbhi and 144, there was about minus 22,000 square feet of sales. Can you tell why do we have negative sales in these two?
Okay. Yeah. So in 144, we had launched in Q4, and it was at the fag end of Q4, and we allow a 30-day cancellation in general to our customers. If they book and they still want to cancel, they can. So some of those customers cancelled out in the next quarter who had booked in Q4. So because of that, we've had negative sales in 144, and in 144 we are launching phase 2. this in the second quarter. So in the first quarter, we had, in the fag end of the first quarter, we had stopped sales in phase one altogether, and we wanted to redo the show flat and do some of that and some of that. So also the sales were in that quarter was slow when we had cancellations from Q4. We expect things to be good with launch of phase two there. And in Ashiana Surbhi, we had a lot of old sales from investors who were not paying, but they had bought multiple units with us during the last boom time. This was sort of their fag end of their inventory left of a group of investors. So we canceled that and sort of allowed them to transfer their money into other projects as well. So therefore the cancellation there. Next, there were no cash outflows because the customers bought elsewhere, but value of area bookings declined because they're unpaid, they use their paid amounts only to book units and stuff like that, is what I understand overall.
Got it.
But,
and
again, a one-time event, I don't think we will have that repeating in the next quarter.
Got it. And finally, can you just give a brief commentary on the sales velocity in your different micro markets?
Thank you, Ash. Yeah, so sales velocity, so one of the things was Gurgaon wasn't there in Q1, so I would not comment on Q1 there. Q2, we are launching phase 4 of Amara, which is ongoing at this point in time, and we'll get to know a little bit more sense as to velocity there in terms of how it goes by end of this month. The great part of velocity was Bhiwadi sales have picked up. If you see Ashiana Tarang and Ashiana Town, they've had their two best quarters in the longest time. And that uptick has been the most comforting uptick because that was the one market that was not contributing as much as we expected it to do. Overall, in my opinion, without having a new project launch, we had some phase launches, but we did not have a new project launch, and we also did not have anything to sell in Gurgaon. Achieving 235 crores of sales overall was very, very good. If you look at like this, the previous quarter comparable, something similar to this, is the Q3 of FY24, where we did not have any new project launches and where we did not have contribution from Gurgaon. Our sales figure at that time was 173 crores only. So to me, overall, we see good velocities across the markets. That said, I think now the kind of momentum in increase in sale price, I think that momentum will reduce going forward. We expect prices to increase, but increase at a decreasing rate as compared to earlier.
And in this is really good to hear in that the Bhiwadi market volumes are picking up. Is there also price increase in Bhiwadi that you are seeing?
Yes, we have been able to increase prices in Bhiwadi, both in senior living and in regular housing. And that is also very comforting. Not substantial in premium homes and eccentric homes, but very comforting now, and we are very positive on the market now going forward.
Got it. Thanks so much for answering my questions.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Manu Rishi Gupta from MRG Capital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. Am I audible?
Good afternoon, Manu. We can hear you.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for the opportunity. Just a couple of questions. None of them quantitative, since I know that the corporate governance, and it's a very efficiently and a very well-managed company, but more philosophical and qualitative questions. Number one, so while I do understand that the declared revenues are based on delivery, considering that the booking pace has been so healthy and we are a very, very efficient company, why are our revenues quite inconsistent quarter after quarter?
Manu, we are efficient on generally delivering on schedules. Depending on the life cycle of a particular project, when it is launched, deliveries do tend to get bunched up in a few quarters as compared to some other quarters. That quarterly variation in deliveries, unfortunately, is a part of our business. If you see this year, deliveries are, and we give a quarter-wise delivery schedule, expected delivery schedule, Q3 and Q4 of this year are bunched up in terms of delivery, and we've also given a sense that Q2 would be also a loss-making quarter in terms of reported losses. Because again, we have only one real delivery plan there. That also very small amount. Unfortunately, that's the reality of the business, but it doesn't impact the economics of the business. As I said, we tend to look at year-on-year numbers. Internally, too, we look at economic profit numbers instead of reported revenues, because reported revenues are also sort of reflecting the operating decisions that were made about two to three years ago. That said, quarterly variations will remain a part of this business.
Thank you. If I may, would you like to share with us the aspirational pipeline of new launches, please?
Manu, we don't have an aspirational pipeline as such of launches. What we have is about, if I exclude Milakpur, we have about 84 lakh sq ft to launch, 84-85 lakh sq ft to launch, about 14 lakh sq ft to sell in unsold area today of operating, some more, 3 lakh and a quarter in completed stock. That's about 1 crore sq ft. Aspirationally, we would like to, you know, complete this cycle in five financial years, starting the first April of this year, and outside go to six financial years. The aspirational piece is to, you know, consume this in five financial years, outside go six financial years, and add projects along the way that we do. We are doing business development as well, so add that along and take that up. Obviously, projects will get launched in phases. This quarter we are launching Ashiana Amara's phase 4, Ashiana Malhar's phase 3, and 144 phase 2. Next quarter, we hope to launch Ashiana Swarang as a new project completely, and also Ashiana Ekansh phase 4. Quarter-wise, we'll keep launching, but the aspiration is to wrap these projects up in that time frame and add more to the stock as well as we go along.
Thank you. My next question is that, you know, obviously, markets are peaking out and stock markets are also peaking out, and there are, you know, some sort of dark clouds in a distant horizon, I would, if I may. Could there be a situation that during the next downturn, we could be saddled with a large inventory, something that we saw in the previous decade just before COVID with prominent builders? How is the game plan, where we are not saddled with a large inventory and which obviously creates a lot of stress on the balance sheet?
Yeah. Manu, last time we peaked at about 11 lakh sq ft of completed stock, and that was a big drag on the balance sheet for the longest time. This time, one of the things we report now is the sellable area that we have launched and unbooked unsold area as compared to that sellable area. If you look at, we've launched 68 lakh sq ft and we sold 54, only 14 to sell. Of that, 9 lakh sq ft is of projects that will get completed in FY 2027. There is enough sort of timelines to sell off the inventory that we have in under construction, because the percentage of launched but unsold inventory is overall less. I think that gives me confidence. The second is, since we don't have a, since as a policy, we don't allow resale before a possession, I don't think we have a lot of customers who will refuse taking possession. So that risk is also not there, because that risk also can take care of it. So that was the other risk we had. So overall, those were things we used to allow earlier in the last upcycle. I think so the quality of customers that we have also is better this time. But that said, I think it was the most problematic piece on our balance sheet during stress in the last cycle. And I think even now, after having a few years of good cycle, that stress we have not forgotten. Other piece is also that we are pivoting more and more towards senior living as a segment. I think more and more BD will happen in senior living. We find senior living to be less cyclical, because there are less players, higher entry barriers, less competition, less chances of oversupply, less speculative buying. All of the ingredients which create more cyclicality in the premium residential category are either missing or less active in the senior living category. So as in which the balance sheet pivots more and more towards senior living, the balance sheet should become less prone to cycles in general. So I think that's the other piece that we are doing.
So quick, two more questions. I've taken a bit of your time, so I appreciate that.
Yeah. Last question, that's okay. We have one more person in the queue, and you can come back after that. One more question, and if I could request you to come back in the queue after the next person.
All
is
right.
Okay, so one more question, please go ahead. Yeah.
Yes, please. So considering that the percentage of end users and the percentage of repeat client has been consistently high with Ashiana, how do we leverage it to ensure that our game plan and our risk mitigation is always in place?
Yeah, we continue to do what we do. We service them well and hope for them to keep giving us references. I think that's the basic thing is, yeah, what we have been doing. Just continue to do the same. I don't think...
Lovely. Thank you very much. I'll try to come back in the queue. How do I do that? I press star and one again?
Yes, please.
All right. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchstone telephone now. The next question is from the line of Shivam, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, thanks for the opportunity. Sir, the Ashiana Amara Phase 4 is launching by the end of this month, right?
Shivam, Ashiana Amara Phase 4... the launch is already on. We are collecting expression of interest. We have RERA, and either end of this month or beginning of September before Shraddh, we should convert for bookings. We haven't yet concluded on the exact date of conversion. We should conclude that probably by 20th. We'll know exactly when we will start allotting units.
And sir, the realizations this time are better from the previous phase launches?
The realizations would be about 25% higher than phase 3 as well. Now with most of the projects sold out, we are gunning for higher realizations. We will be willing to live with a little lower velocity as compared to previous phases. Look to maximize pricing as we go forward in this project.
And any ballpark on booking value that you're expecting from phase 4?
It's about, I would say, 25% higher on pricing. And the phase is about 1 lakh square foot more than phase 3. I think... you can do the math depending, but I am not expecting it's not necessarily might be a complete sellout at launch, because we are trying to maximize value. We are comfortable to live with having a few unsold stock in phase four as compared to phase three. We are hoping that we'll sell out completely, but we have done it in a manner that we are okay to now sell it over a few quarters if required as well. Or a few months, not a few quarters. We would like to launch phase five at the end of this year as well.
So you want to keep some inventory for higher price realization in the coming quarters?
It's not saying I want to keep. I'm ambivalent to whether it getting sold out or not. Like in the first three phases, we had the strategy that we want to sell it out at launch, because we had a lot of stock in this project. We want to maximize price. So we are okay with a few inventory spilling over from the launch.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone now. The next question is from the line of Manu Rishi Gupta from MRG Capital. Please go ahead.
And I'm glad that I'm getting the time, since I'm attending this first call in spite of being a shareholder for the last 15 years.
So, sorry, Manu. Yes, please.
That's great. Thank you very much. Well, you know, slightly selfish question. I live in Bangalore. When are you planning to actually break ground in Bangalore? The premium market, Manu, you get all the premium.
Actively, we have been actively searching for senior living land parcels in Bangalore. We executed two term sheets. Unfortunately, one of the term sheets fell through at the stage of diligence. We have one more active term sheet going on. We hope to conclude that transaction and then launch the project, then apply for approvals and take the project up. We are actively looking. We believe Bangalore would be a great market for senior living, and we are in active search for the same.
Awesome. So, you know, we've seen a rapid premiumization of dwelling units. 5 to 50 crore apartments sounds reasonably normal these days. Why are we still in the 1 to 1.5 crore category, and do we have a plan to enter the premium segment at all? And if not, why?
Okay. So we have entered the luxury segment, if that's the case, be with something called Elite Homes, which is 144 in Jaipur, which we launched last financial year, which was about 1.75 crores plus. For Jaipur, which was in the elite category of homes, my view is that at this point of time, the 5 crore plus segment has become overcrowded. We have also premiumized as a company from having an average ticket size of about 30, 40, 50 lakhs to average ticket size of now about a crore. I believe Ashiana can create a lot of value in the sub 3 crore space, even though we'll do premium apartments, and it's more premiumized than what we are doing. But generally, what we like to say premium mid-market housing. We like to continue playing there. We see a good competitive space for us, and in my opinion, the luxury end of the spectrum is getting overcrowded, with most developers shifting tack to that unit sizes and ticket sizes. So we would like the place where there is less competition and therefore less pressure on pricing and land and inputs as well.
Awesome. And this is the last one, if I may. So obviously our balance sheet has been one of the healthiest when we compare to the entire peer group in the rest of the country, with very, very healthy cash flows and the least amount of debt on the balance sheet. But going forward, do you see the same philosophy and the same quality of balance sheet and cash being maintained on the books without debt becoming a issue, as we are seeing in some of the other listed real estate companies now?
So, Manu, we are comfortable with taking a little bit more leverage than we have today. But that said, We'll continue to be cash rich, keep low debt to equity as compared to industry. The comfort on taking more debt is basically coming from the fact that we have about 1700 crores to collect from ongoing projects itself, and only 35 lakh square foot of construction to do, plus 14 lakh square foot of unsold area in the launched pipeline itself only to sell. All of that gives us good visibility of cash flows over the next 3 years. Since we have good visibility of cash flows over the next 3 years, we might be willing to take a little bit more leverage than what we have been comfortable with earlier. But that said, you know, our temperament, as I've always said, our temperament is conservative and will remain to be conservative you know, as compared to others.
Awesome. I think that's great. Thank you for your time, Varun, Mr. Dugar. Thank you very much. Very, very nice to be here.
Thank you, Manu, for joining the call once in the 15 years that you've been a shareholder. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on the touchtone telephone now. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on the touchtone telephone now. The next question is on the line of Rishi Singhal, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Varun bhaiya, namaskar. Aapko meri awaaz sunai de rahi hai?
Haan, Rishi ji, aapki awaaz yaad bhi hai. Namaste.
नमस्ते जी. अच्छा, मैं ये कह रहा था कि जैसे अभी आपने बोला कि जो प्राइस का रेट ऑफ चेंज है, अब वो रेट ऑफ चेंज थोड़ा डिक्लाइन होना शुरू हो जाएगा, लेकिन थोड़ा सा अपसाइड अभी भी मिलता रहेगा, राइट?
करेक्ट.
ठीक है. तो जैसे फॉर एग्जांपल ईयर एंड तक हम शाना हमारा एग्जॉस्ट कर लेंगे, इसके बाद जो अपना दूसरा लैंड पार्सल है गुड़गांव में, क्योंकि गुड़गांव ही बेसिकली नीडल हिला रहा है अपनी, तो ये इसमें आपको लगता है कि जो नेक्स्ट लैंड पार्सल है इसमें हम 3-3.5 करोड़ के ब्रैकेट तक पहुंच पाएंगे?
सर देखिए, अगेन जो उम्मीद तो है वहां पहुंचने की, ठीक है, अब देखते हैं क्या रहेगा. उसके फेज वन में पहुंचेंगे, फेज टू में पहुंचेंगे, किस फेज में पहुंचेंगे, जब उस प्रोजेक्ट को लॉन्च करेंगे तब उसका हम अकॉर्डिंगली कॉल लेंगे. इन लाइक आशाना हमारा in every phase, including phase 4, we have conscientiously left money on the table for our buyers. We knew we could have charged a little bit more if we wanted to, and we have left it on the table for the buyers that we have a long-term view to build a reputation and a customer base in any location we get to, till our brand starts, you know, gets established to charge the premium it should for the kind of product and service we deliver. You know, and in that next project, we'll have to decide, given the market conditions at that point of time and our views and how much money we want to leave on the table, how will we sell it, how do we position it, we'll get to know when it launches. But umeed to hai sir, umeed puri hai.
ओके तो जैसे
दूसरी चीज में एक चीज कहना चाहूंगा, मेरी उम्मीद यह है कि अभी लग रहा है हमारा गुड़गांव नीडल बना रहा है. जिस तरीके से ऑर्गेनाइजेशन ट्रैवल कर रही है, हमारे मेरे को लगता है सारे लोकेशंस, अब दिवाली भी किकिन कर रहा है, सारे लोकेशंस कंट्रीब्यूट करेंगे और इंक्रीमेंटली सीनियर लिविंग नीडल में काफी कॉन्ट्रीब्यूशन देगा नीडल को मूव करने के लिए. And I think we should be after Gurgaon, our biggest bets are our senior living projects, Vatsalya, Amod and Advik. All three of those really are the large contributors, and I see more and more senior living coming to move the needle for us going forward.
Okay, so senior living pe apna focus abhi matlab jo thoda sa jaise kehna chahiye premium projects hai wo Pune aur Chennai ke andar hai. राइट,
प्रीमियम प्रोजेक्ट्स पुणे और चेन्नई के अंदर है. हमने ग्रेटर नोएडा में कुछ ऑप्शंस के लिए अनलिस्टेड मनी डिपॉजिट भी कर रखा है.
ओके, गुड.
जब वो ऑप्शन होगा तो होपफुली कुछ मिलेगा, देखते हैं क्या होता है. डिपेंड्स ऑन द रेट. हम पनवेल में एक्टिवली प्रीमियम डिस्कशंस में है, हम गुड़गांव में एक्टिवली प्रीमियम डिस्कशंस में है, हम बैंगलोर में है डिस्कशंस में. तो डिपेंड करता है क्या होगा, बट मेरे को लगता है सीनियर लिविंग गोइंग फॉरवर्ड विल कॉन्ट्रीब्यूट. हमने अपने उसके मॉडल को जिस तरीके से करना चाहिए उसको काफी रिफाइन कर लिया है. एंड एक चेन्नई में आशाना स्वरण में सबसे पहला वी आर नाउ कॉलिंग सफिस्टिकेटेड सीनियर लिविंग वो लॉन्च करने वाले हैं, विच आर इवन मोर प्रीमियम पोजिशन देर आर करेंट सीनियर लिविंग ऑफरिंग. सो दैट लॉन्च विल बी इन Q3. So that will, we are also refining our sort of business model.
क्योंकि मुझे मतलब मेरा अपनी ऐसी फीलिंग है जैसे कि फॉर एग्जांपल इस इंडस्ट्री में आप पायनियर्स हैं, लेकिन जैसे मैक्स अंतरा या कोई भी है वो बहुत हाई लेवल पे पोजीशनिंग करते हैं, तो एक बहुत बड़ा गैप है बीच में, वो आशाना बड़ा इजीली फिल कर सकता है उसको, और वॉल्यूम वाइज तो मास्टर हो ये सब चीजें एग्जीक्यूट करने के.
हम उस गैप को फिल करने में लगे हुए सर. वी आर कमिंग अप विद प्रोडक्ट दैट विल फिल द गैप देयर. And Ashana Swarang in Chennai is the first one in that direction.
Okay. तो जिस तरह से आप बिजनेस डेवलपमेंट में आपने बताया कि आप गुड़गांव में, बैंगलोर में, नोएडा में सीनियर लिविंग का देखने और कोई पर्टिकुलर सिटीज है, जैसे काफी टाइम से जमशेदपुर का कुछ नहीं सुना अपन ने या कुछ समथिंग लाइक दैट.
पनवेल में देख रहे हैं, जमशेदपुर में हम सीनियर लिविंग नहीं देख रहे.
नहीं सीनियर नहीं, नॉर्मल लिविंग अपना जो होता है किड सेंट्रिक टाइप या वॉट एवर, कि आपकी वहाँ पे रेपुटेशन बहुत अच्छी है, यू गेट अ प्रीमियम.
जमशेदपुर में हमने एक प्रोजेक्ट साइन ऑफ भी करा है, वो जमशेदपुर के प्रोजेक्ट का हमने डिस्क्लोजर भी दिया था, बट उसको हमने टेबल में कैप्चर नहीं करा है. हमने एक प्रोजेक्ट साइन अप करा है, हम उसका एक टेबल में कैप्चर भी कर
देंगे. ओके, तो जैसे एक एग्जाम्पल दूं, अगर फॉर एग्जाम्पल अरवानी की टी शर्ट जब न्यूयॉर्क में लॉन्च होती है उसके बाद वो एक तक नीचे उतरती है, फिर बॉम्बे दिल्ली आती है, फिर और नीचे उतरती है भिवाड़ी आती है, तो जो रियल एस्टेट की तेजी है जहाँ पे नंबर ऑफ यूनिट एंड प्राइसिंग, अगर ये हम ये बोलते हैं कि भाई दिल्ली एनसीआर हुआ या MMR हुआ यहाँ पे सबसे पहले दिखाई देती है, उसके बाद वो Tier 2, Tier 3, Tier 4 होती जाती है, तो क्या आप इस वेव को ऐसे देख रहे हैं कि भाई जितना नीचे जितना पीछे का शहर है वहां पे उतनी परसेंटेज इंक्रीज आ रही है और आगे हॉल्ट आना शुरू हो गया?
सर मैं इतना, मैंने जब देखा है कि थोड़े से हमारे साइकिल डीकपल्ड हैं, जब पूरा बाजार एनसीआर का तकलीफ था, अहमदाबाद पीक कर रहा था और भिवाड़ी तकलीफ में आ चुका था, इवन दो भिवाड़ी इज फर्दर आउट. आज की तरह भिवाड़ी चलने लगा है आफ्टर गुड़गांव हैज प्राइस डिफरेंशियल विद गुड़गांव हैज इंक्रीज्ड, तो गुड़गांव भिवाड़ी अब चल रहा है. हमें अहमदाबाद में सुन रहे हैं कि थोड़ी मंदी आ रही है, एज अ मार्केट वी डोंट पार्टिसिपेट देयर बट वी आर लिसनिंग. जयपुर इज बिहेविंग वेरी डिफरेंटली एज कम्पेयर टू जमशेदपुर इन सम पॉकेट्स. तो थोड़ा सा मैं उस तरीके से जज नहीं करूंगा क्योंकि हमारा ट्रेडेबल आइटम नहीं है. आप अरमानी की टी शर्ट एक जगह नहीं बिकी तो दूसरे शहर में शिफ्ट करके बेच सकते हो, हमारे एसेट को आप मूव नहीं कर सकते वन प्लेस टू दी अदर. तो हमारा लोकल सप्लाई डिमांड साइकिल्स पे बहुत इसका बहुत इन्फ्लुएंस रहता है. तो वन हैज टू सी द लोकल सप्लाई साइड हाउ इज बिहेविंग, लोकल डिमांड साइड हाउ इज बिहेविंग बिफोर वी गेट इन टू ऑल दिस. आई वुडंट मेक दोज जनरल,
ओके. और जैसे अगर आप ये बोलते हैं कि हमारे सेलिंग प्राइस पॉइंट अब थोड़ा सा इंक्रीज होना, स्पीड घटती जा रही है, तो क्या हम ये कह सकते हैं कि इस टाइम जो इनपुट कॉस्ट है वो उससे ज्यादा तेजी से गिर रही है जो पहले थी? स्टील, सीमेंट, इनपुट प्राइसेस मस्ट बी डाउन, द मार्जिन शुड बी बेटर इन माय ओपिनियन, क्या आप ये सही बता सकते हैं?
सर ऐसा, इनपुट कॉस्ट आर नॉट डाउन बट दे आर नॉट इंक्रीज सब्सटेंशियली ऑन द कंस्ट्रक्शन एंड. ओके, द थिंग दैट इज देयर, द इनपुट कॉस्ट दैट हैड गॉन अप द मोस्ट वाज लैंड. सो फॉर न्यू प्रोजेक्ट दैट वाज बिकमिंग अ लिटिल बिट ऑफ अ चैलेंज एंड इज अ लिटिल बिट ऑफ अ चैलेंज राइट नाउ, बट आई सी लैंड बिकमिंग लैंड प्राइसेस नाउ स्टेबलाइज. उसमें जो जितनी इंक्रीज हुई है लैंड प्राइसेस में, आई डोंट थिंक इट विल कंटिन्यू गोइंग फॉरवर्ड दैट काइंड ऑफ इंक्रीज, विच विल बी गुड न्यूज.
ओके दैट्स गुड. और लास्ट क्वेश्चन है कि जैसे जब भी आपको ऐसा लगता है कि साइकिल पीक आउट हो रही है समथिंग लाइक दैट, तो जैसे लास्ट टाइम आपने QIP निकाला था, तो ऐसा QIP आप ऐसा विचार है आपका कि भाई डेट को कंट्रोल करने के लिए हम कोई QIP की तैयारी करें समथिंग लाइक दैट?
अभी अभी हमें QIP नहीं करना है, कोई जरूरत नहीं है, डेट को मैनेज करने की जरूरत नहीं है, वी आर वेरी कंफर्टेबल. बट लास्ट टाइम भी जब मैंने QIP निकाला था, मुझे मालूम नहीं था उस समय बाजार का पीक है, और मुझे अभी भी नहीं मालूम बाजार का पीक है. मैं तो आपको कॉमेंट्री दे रहा हूँ क्या हुआ है. जब हमने हमारी जमीन खरीदी थी तब मुझे मालूम नहीं था बाजार का बॉटम है और जहाँ हमारा के ये भाव हो जाएंगे. इफ यू हैड आस्क्ड मी व्हेन वी लॉन्च हमारा फेज वन कि अचानक हमारा फेज फोर के भाव होंगे, आई हैड नो क्लू. एंड देयरफॉर माय हम्बल थिंग इज don't credit us with more knowledge and more forecasting power than we have. Unfortunately, okay. We don't. All I could share was what I was seeing in the market a little bit, as to what I hear immediately. What will happen in the future? I really don't know.
Okay, Varunji, thank you very much. Nice talking to you. Thank you,
Rishi. The next question is from the line of Lavanya Sharma, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, Lavanya.
Yeah, thank you for your time, Varunji. I had a question. You recently launched the next phase of 144 in Jaipur with a slight price hike. Can you comment a little bit on the kind of response you've gotten from Jaipur? Because the ticket size in Jaipur is, as far as I'm aware, people are not comfortable spending that much money. So can you comment a little bit on the kind of response you have gotten?
Lavanya, we just launched phase two weekend. So we are on Tuesday today, right? We launched it on Sunday.
Okay.
We will get a better sense a little later. Unfortunately, Sunday in Jaipur also a day where a government alert on flooding came in. So the day was a little off in terms of visits because if you see some of the photos of Jaipur, I was also shocked. So some of those things happened. That said, given that situation, the response has been, what the response we got, we are comfortable with it. I am comfortable. We have a very target of sale that we have to meet in phase two overall launch, I'm very confident the pipe that we're seeing will meet that sale. In my opinion, the ticket size that we have done in 144, we have left a lot of money on the table for the customer. We left it on phase one and we're leaving it in phase two. The product that we are doing in 144 is a monopolistic product in the kind of less than 4 crore bracket. If you have less than 8 crore bracket actually, if you have less than 8 crore and you want a great product which has amenities, greenery, big sizes, good specifications, good layouts, you really don't have a choice except for 144. And 144 phase 1 hits the nail on the head, and I think phase 2 will also do the same. That project I think has already been successful according to us.
Okay, thank you so much. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Lavanya.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchstone telephone. The next question is from the line of Pratibha Doris. Pratibha, an individual investor, please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for the opportunity. I joined the call a bit late, so I apologize if this has already been addressed. Sir, I just wanted to understand, I think we've seen a lot of launches by a lot of builders happening, and just wanted to understand how you see the supply, and are you seeing any kind of stagnation, or from what you see in the market, you know, you don't observe any such, you know, supply issues, and things are just business as normal?
Pratibha, right now I don't see supply issues, I think the single reason why supply issues are not there because not enough developers have good balance sheets, access to funding. The tap of NBFC money is not there, tap of FDI money is not there. The AIF money is very small in its size right now. There are very few financiers around. So till a lot of developers get access to a lot of funds, supply will, according to me, will remain to be constrained. And therefore, right now the supply side dynamics are good.
Alright, okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Prem Khurana from Anand Rathi Shares and Stock Brokers Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. Thank you for taking my question. So I had two questions. One was with respect to HSIIDC land parcel. I'm not sure if it is already answered. Sorry, I joined a little late. When do we expect that particular to come live? I mean, essentially, it's been some time, and I think we were supposed to have it go live in this year. So are we on track to kind of have that come through in this year? Or?
We are a little off track. I think it will slip to the first quarter of the next financial year. Approvals, we're stuck in a bit of approvals there. So I think it will go to the Q1 of next financial year.
Sure. And the way it's been with, Gurgaon in terms of real estate prices, right? I mean, fair to assume, when you underwrote that project and the realization that you would have assumed, it would have changed meaningfully?
Yes, it has changed meaningfully.
Sure. Is it second?
People at current prices have paid 2x the land price that we paid, right? So, yes, there is a meaningful change in
And also, I mean, if you could talk about competition, I mean, the recent bids that you saw in Greater Noida, or let's say, I mean, some of your peers from Mumbai and Bangalore seem to be kind of trying to make it big in Gurgaon or the other state. So, I mean, not necessarily in your category, but generally, I mean, we've seen some people come from Bombay and try and take up projects. Bangalore, I mean, Shobha seems to be kind of trying to kind of build more potential. So, I mean, how do you see, I mean, this to kind of have an impact on the overall market? Not necessarily for them, I mean, in general, I mean, do you see if this would
all of this really concerns me more on the land market side, and you know, if land prices will get overbid in any direction. So as I said earlier, like now we have also put in EMDs for a couple of bids in Greater Noida. Those options are going to come up. Some of the biddings that has happened in Greater Noida recently and the price points that they have gone at, to me seem a little out of whack that people have paid for that. Again, because I think, you know, we apply different lenses to all this, but that's my sort of view on the same. So with more players entering, the real worry is on the land side. Fortunately, land prices are, to me, started plateauing a bit. Particularly, the alternative use of the land was in plotted layouts. Plotted markets, the plotted layout market, I think had become irrationally exuberant, if I would like to use the term. And because of that, I think land prices had gone up a little bit off the charts. I'm hoping that land prices will remain places where we can make fundamentally good decisions. Let's see how it goes. Till then, our job is hard. We'll keep looking for what I would say pockets of value, pockets of opportunities. So work harder to work doubly hard and see where we can see that. Right now, we see that opportunity in senior living substantially, where I think we can add value to markets where regular housing might not do as well, and we will continue to focus on senior living lands. But that said, if more people enter from other markets into any other market, land prices are what will be the major concern to that market.
Sure, sir. Thank you. That explained. Thank you very much, and all the very best in the future.
Thank you,
Prem. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Just anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. Ladies and gentlemen, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on the touchtone telephone. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for the closing remarks.
There was one question from her. She was in the queue. Can you check back if he still wants to answer? Take a question.
He got disconnected, sir.
He got disconnected. Okay. Thank you.
We would like to thank all of you for being on this call and being so patient with all the questions and answers. If you were unable to take any questions, please feel free to write to us directly or reach out to us directly. And with that, we would like to conclude the call. A lot of the material we have spoken about is posted on our website, and you can also email your queries for any further clarification. Thank you once again for taking the time to join us on this call.
On behalf of Ashiana Housing, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.